producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, we're happy to welcome aboard our show. After Lodi's many years trying to get him on, we've found the right circumstances, the right book, and the right time to welcome Whitley Strieber to the Paracast. Glad to talk to you.
Well, I'm very glad to be on at last. It's been a while.
I think it's a perfect time, and this book kind of fits in some of the discussions we've been having, as Chris will explain as we proceed. I don't know if you're familiar with a book called Eric Ouellette's Illuminations.
The Illuminations?
It's called Illuminations by Eric Ouellette from Anomalous Books.
No, I don't know.
Okay, Chris will tell you about it. I think it might be something you'll really want to read in light of what you're doing here. Now, before we get on, obviously you've been associated with a number of genre movies and books over the years, and I'm a big sci-fi fan. You know, I watch almost everything on the Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah.
I watch the comic book shows. You've got a TV show coming out called Hunters.
Hunters, yeah.
On Sci-Fi Channel. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, Hunters is being produced by Gail Ann Hurd, who, of course, is famous for The Walking Dead, The Incredible Hulk, and any number of other ultra-high-end thingies, shows and movies. The showrunner, that is to say, the person who really created the series, who wrote the scripts and worked on the scripts and everything, is Natalie Chaidez, who also did 12 Monkeys for Sci-Fi. The show is, I think, quite amazing. I've seen the first 7 or 8 episodes. I went down to Melbourne a couple of weeks ago and watched the wrap of the show, the last week of production. And it's terribly exciting. It's based roughly, I would say, on my Alien Hunter series of novels. The premise being that alien criminals have come here to exploit human beings in high-tech ways that we can't even hardly begin to understand. Alien police have followed them and have teamed up with police here on Earth to track them down and catch them and prevent them from doing this. This is the basic theme. Natalie takes that theme, rewires it, pretzels it, and turns it into something really remarkable. I would think that it's going to be a success. It's just an absolutely intense and brilliantly, beautifully acted show. They got some top drawer talent in it, and I'm excited. I think it's going to be really a big success for Sci-Fi. I hope it is, because then it would be a big success for me too, and that would be very nice.
It would indeed. Can you name some of the actors? Maybe we recognize them.
Oh yeah, the Hunters. I think. Of course, Julian McMahon is in Hunters, and he does a terrific job playing a sort of unhinged version of my main character, who is also fairly unhinged, actually. And he is really extremely strong, and I think it's going to be very exciting.
Brittany Oldford,
yeah.
And Nathan Phillips.
Okay, let's just talk about them, okay? So Julian McMahon is going to be in it, and he plays McCarthy, a sort of unhinged version of my hunter, my main hunter in my books. Brittany Oldford is his is a very interesting take on a character in my books called Diana. And I'm not going to go into why she's so interesting. Just remember this. She will convince you without any makeup, without any rubber of any kind, more than anyone has ever on television, that she is really an alien. It's an amazing acting job.
And that almost sounds scary.
It is scary. It's wonderfully scary. She's just very powerful. I mean, the whole show is amazing. It's a real breakthrough for sci-fi, I think. I hope.
Yeah, I'm not a big sci-fi channel fan, but this one is catching my attention really fast.
Well, good. Keep catching. Everybody else, catch your attention, too.
Now, a large number of the Sci-Fi Channel shows are filmed in Canada, and let's be frank about it, save on production costs compared to the USA. But in this case, the team for Hunters, as you explained earlier, and maybe you can give us some more detail about it right now, went to Australia.
It was filmed in Melbourne, and I'll tell you why. We had planned at first to film it here, but we needed jungle, forest, desert, and city, metropolitan area. And we, you know, it's a TV series, not a movie, so you're not going to travel the whole operation from place to place unless you absolutely have to.
Right.
It changes the whole budget picture dramatically. Melbourne is the one city which has a good, solid infrastructure of sound stages and skilled professionals to make the series that has all of those different types of location within driving distance.
Yeah.
So that's where we ended up.
And it's also the birthplace of Australian cinema as well.
Well, it is. It is, absolutely. And the facilities available reflect that.
Yeah.
And it's a very cool place. And we were, you know, it's an amazing place, too, because you can literally go from a forest to a tropical jungle in the same day there driving.
Yeah.
And most of the time when you're doing it, you're going through an incredible desert. It's wild.
Well, if I ever begin to travel outside of the United States, I think Australia is one of the places I would love to visit. Now you've really tempted me.
Well, that kind of brings up the question in my mind is you know, your effortless way of going from, you know, fantasy and science fiction, horror, and then having your own, you know, some would say even horrific experiences in real life, obviously reflected in actually probably the start of the real major cultural meme of the alien gray, of course, the iconic cover of Communion. Do you find it difficult to be taken seriously in the nonfiction realm because you are so talented in the fiction realm? Or vice versa?
Not exactly. The nonfiction it's interesting that I even got into that world. I think there are two reasons I got into it. The first one is that for all people say about them, and people love to be frightened, and they love to hate, especially to hate. I'm coming from this at a kind of bad time in my life because I went to a UFO conference over the weekend up in Big Bear, California, called the Alien Snowfest. And a guy spends some time talking to me, then walks out, and he thinks he's not seen. I happen to be walking out right behind me, proceeds to spit on my car. And, you know, where is that coming from?
What
is that about? I mean, why the hate? In any case, I have been through the ringer because of this, but the visitors are very interested in preserving free will. This is in my opinion. This is always my opinion. I don't even know what they are. I'm not in the camp that says they're definitely aliens and knows what planet they're from and everything else. I don't know what they are.
That's a good breaking point, Whitley. Let me do the break and then we'll continue. We have Whitley Strieber. He's written with Jeffrey Kripal, The Supernatural, which is the book we're going to get into next, that we've moved away from the sci-fi world. With Gene and Chris in
The Paracast.
I know that a lot of our listeners are interested in UFOs, the issue of giant skeletons found in America, paranormal investigations, and what the top researchers think about such topics. One online magazine has been presenting such unusual information since 1985. It is Alternate Perceptions Magazine at apmagazine.info. Use their search function to find articles on just about every topic imaginable. That's apmagazine.info.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I do want to tell you that we have a second radio show for you to listen to. It's called After the Paracast. After the Paracast can be whatever we want to be, a wrap-up show, extended interviews, whatever. And to hear it, you have to be a member of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. theparacast.com. We also offer some show transcripts. Start getting into the video thing. We offer the ad-free version of this show for those who don't like to scroll through ads. And then we even give you higher quality audio. So you can hear the perfect voices of Chris O'Brien and Whitley Strieber, and I'll kind of pass through. You know how things are. In any case, we welcome Whitley Strieber to the show. And Chris and he were focusing now on, obviously, the question about being the fiction writer and the fact writer. And I wanted to ask you here, because we don't have an endless amount of time and we have zillions of questions to ask, in writing the supernatural, can maybe, and this is going to ask you a 20-year question to refer to here, Whitley, and that is, from the days of communion to the days of supernatural, where do you think your thinking about the strange mysteries has gone?
That is not a small question, obviously.
It's now, worth about three episodes.
But I just want to backtrack for a second and finish my answer to the previous question.
Go ahead.
Because I feel it's important. And that is, the visitors, for whatever they are, whether it's a negative presence, a positive presence, or a presence we don't understand, which is what I think it is, they have done one thing, and very clearly, which is they have kept this all open. They chose me, not Carl Sagan, not some other authority. They chose somebody who was articulate and could make their case and tell their story, but who could also be rejected and disbelieved without any trouble. A horror novel. Where is my authority? None. Zero. Also, though, in my family, there is a deep connection to the Roswell incident in that one of my uncles was involved in the process of recovering and working on the debris from Roswell. So they were already involved with the family in some way, perhaps not in, he never reported any close encounters or anything that I know of, but we were somehow on their radar. And that's why I think I ended up in this. And I always think that if they had wanted to impose themselves on us, they would have done it already. They hang back, they sit quietly. They don't step forward because they're letting us make our own way with something that is actually incredibly difficult for a whole lot of reasons.
Yeah, it's the evolution of your work and your thinking has always sort of had this kind of hint that there's something deeply symbiotic almost or reflective within the history of this phenomenon and the way that cultural memes relating to this phenomenon have grown and evolved and separated out into sub-memes. And it must be I don't know how it would feel to be, you know, you and being at the root of just a meme propagation that occurred when Communion came out. And one thing that you've never done is really come right out and state that, you know, these visitors are one thing and they're another thing. But again, I've always felt this kind of evolution of your thinking throughout this. And I'm just taken by your new book with Jeffrey Kripal. It's really highly suggestive of something that is being manifested for us by us, but is also different, and there's some external element that seems to be at play here, or at work, if you will.
Well, let's go back to the previous question. The question was, how has my thinking changed between Communion and this book at Supernatural? And the answer is actually, in my case, not much. What has changed, however, or what happened to me, is that the media picked up on my book, and I talk about this in Supernatural. They picked up on Communion and ran with the idea of alien abductee Whitley Strieber, rectal probe, yuck, 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 let's laugh him off and get him out of here because he's scary. But mainly, we have been lying to the public for years. We know it, and we want to do anything we can to continue that lie. Let's help the Air Force. Let's help the Central Intelligence Agency. Let's do everything we can to make sure this cover-up stays in place so we won't get what we deserve, which is to be totally discredited at every level. They're not real. They haven't been real for years, the media, I mean. And this is a blanket statement, big blanket statement. Now, as far as my thinking is concerned, in the frontispiece of communion, what was ignored by them, and I was not effective. This is not entirely their fault. I was not effective. I tried hard, but I could not get through. What was ignored by them was this phrase, the human mind winks back from the dark, and it's terribly important. Communion is a book of perceptions, not a book of claims. And the subsequent books are too. But they were taken to be me making a case for having actually been abducted by real aliens, when in fact, I don't know what happened. I can tell you there were physical side effects. I can tell you that there is an implant in my left ear right now. I can tell you when it was implanted. I can tell you all of those things. But what I can't tell you is, in the final sense, who did it and what they did and why. That I cannot tell you.
Just very briefly, maybe parenthetically, Whitley, from time to time I've made this argument from a devil's advocate standpoint that maybe some so-called abductions are staged for a benefit or for the benefit of the U.S. government and do not involve any alien or paranormal force.
Who knows? Sure. I wouldn't disagree that that isn't possible. It's a big, strange universe, and we're just a small, strange part of it. So sure, that's possible. What the motive would be another question. Although, when you look at this carefully and you spend time, and I've been much deeper into this world than I'm really able to say, not because I'm keeping a secret, but because it's beyond language. It does not work. You can't explain some of this stuff. It's unexplainable. In any case, there is a level of conflict in there somewhere. It appears that somehow or another, at some level, some kind of, I would hesitate to call it a battle, but there is some kind of tension, a negative and a positive vision of some sort are unfolding kind of in each other's faces. And what we see is, to some extent, a side effect of the friction between them.
You know, this is another one of those intriguing possibilities. Let's get into it in our next segment. With Whitley Strieber, the book is The Supernatural. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, I thank you, Whitley Strieber, for one thing, and I'm getting over this virus, and it's been hard to concentrate, and you've kept me alert.
You know, I have an excellent memory, but I have never had a good memory for names. If anything, it's gotten worse.
You see, when I was a kid, they called me names, too. But usually what they do is, where I grew up, the name Steinberg should be fairly common in Brooklyn, New York.
You'd think.
You'd think, except that I remember kids calling me, hey, Schnitzelberger.
Yeah, but they were anti-Semites.
That was part of it, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they didn't know any better. And when I went to the Deep South, I was working at radio stations, and what they would do, the sales manager at one station took me to all the Jewish merchants in Northwest Alabama. Hey, here's this Jewish guy from Brooklyn, New York, advertise with us. I'm serious.
Ouch. They're not going to touch that one, boy. That's sticky down there.
Prejudice.
It's a crazy word. Let's go on. Chris?
Well, I have an interesting question here that I'd like to ask Whitley. Whitley, we have a question thread at forum.theparacast.com where our really up-to-speed, bright, and very intuitive and extremely smart listeners, I must say. I learn a lot just by tuning into our own forums, and I do have kind of a bit of a background in this whole subject area, but we do have quite a number of questions for you. And one of the questions caught my attention, and it comes from Psychedelic Alchemist, who's been a forum poster for almost 3 years now. And he mentions that he recently read a short passage in John Mack's Passport to the Cosmos that caught his attention. And it stated that you had been on a path to personal transformation through the Gurdjieff Foundation, coupled with intense meditation before you became aware of your visitor experiences. So here is his, as he calls it, chicken and the egg question. Do you feel that Gurdjieff work was a catalyst for your experiences, or did prior unknown experiences perhaps trigger your interest in a quest for transformation? That's the first question.
Okay, well, let's not go to the second question. Let me first get to this one. Both things are true in this sense. I'm pretty sure some extraordinary things happened to me when I was a child. At the very least, I was in some kind of a program as a very small child at Randolph Air Force Base that was, for whatever reason, extremely traumatic. I know it existed because a friend of mine, a very close friend to this day, was recruited for it. His parents were approached by a couple from the Air Force to recruit him for it, and he was actually sitting in the living room listening to the conversation when the recruitment effort was made. They mentioned the Skinner box, and his parents showed them the door. Unfortunately, my parents, either they didn't know what that was, or they did not show them the door. And I was terribly traumatized. I think the trauma cracked the cosmic egg and made my mind accessible to things that aren't supposed to be real that we normally just filter out. So I was open to this. And maybe I had visitor experiences as a child. I remember some things that suggest that, as I put in my book, The Secret School.
Yeah, but The Secret School. Actually, you go into quite a bit of detail about that.
Oh, yeah. But here's the problem. An adult mind looking back on childhood memories and filling in the blanks, is that accurate or not? There's no way to tell. There are a few little things in that book, though, that are accurate and that I can talk about in just a minute. Now, let's go forward, though, to the next part of the question, which is very important and which is one I'm almost never asked, because I don't make much of a thing about having been in the Gurdjieff Foundation and being in it. I am heavily involved, however, in Gurdjieff work and have been for nearly 50 years. That is a huge part of my close encounter experience, because the language of the work and the language of the visitors that they chose to, with which they chose to address me, are the same. And I understood what their approach to me meant because of my involvement in the work. It was a very important part of it. If I hadn't been in the work, I would have been completely at sea. I never would have understood to the depth that I have been able to understand anything close to it. And the reason is this. There are a couple of ideas in the Gurdjieff work, the idea of the law of three and the law of seven, which were addressed in my experience with the visitors numerous times. And you'll find, if you look in Transformation, an analysis of an event involving the work's understanding of the law, the Gurdjieff work's understanding of the law of three, and the way the visitors used it to express themselves to me. Now, that was one thing. Another thing is that in the foundation and in Mr. Gurdjieff's work, you work with friction. It's not easy. It's not like some airy-fairy meditation process. It's work. That word is used for a lot of very good reasons. And friction is central. The experience of inner friction, having encounters that are laden with friction in the context of your work, et cetera, and so forth. So when the visitors brought me friction, I reacted to it not by withdrawing in horror, but by absorbing it and making use of it in my work, inner work on my own consciousness, because I knew how to do it. And that's why people say to me, well, they did this and that awful thing to you. How can you possibly think that they are anything except evil? And here's my answer. I benefited from that friction. I grew because of it.
Well, so, you absorb the static discharge that you get from friction.
Yeah, exactly. So if they were good or evil, I don't even care. I'm not even interested in going down that path. What I am interested in is, can I benefit or not? And I could in these cases, very much so. So, yes and yes, the Gurdjieff work was crucial to my ability to work with the visitors, and my childhood experiences undoubtedly were also part of a preparation, which is a life preparation. No question in my mind about it. I was probably on some level, maybe that not even the visitors understand fully, being prepared for this from a young age.
Well, you know, that might explain why people who haven't had the background and people who haven't done the work, shall we say, in this particular example, are so overwhelmed and bewildered by what they consider to be an abduction experience that they react to in most, you know, cases from a fearful, almost like victimized point of view. And
yeah,
someone with a background in meditation and doing work, especially the kind of Sufi-tinged work that Gurdjieff had, would be, I think, less inclined to be terrified and be able to embrace it a little bit more.
More into it. I mean, they came into my life and beat the dickens out of me by so doing, finally waking me up to their presence. They had been trying to get through to me at least since the previous October. When this happened in December of '85, and finally in December of '85, they just hauled off and beat the dickens out of me until I finally broke through and realized they were there and at all, because I was filtering them out like we all do. And yeah, what I thought was, after I eventually became clear to me that somebody was there and had done this, and that they didn't look to me to be anything like what I would call human, I thought to myself, wow, I'm not going to hide from this. I'm going to go out in the woods and see what happens.
Let's do the break here and go on with that. We have Whitley Strieber, co-author of The Supernatural. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let's continue with Whitley Strieber on the Paracast. Whitley, you were in the middle of a very important answer to a question and a comment. I wanted you to continue.
Well, I mean, they beat me up. I eventually figured out that this had been something real and that it was no normal experience. It could not be explained away. And so my choices were these. Did I hide from it, move back to the city, leave my cabin, maybe go to a psychiatrist or try to work it out in a more conventional way? Did I just ignore it? Did I join a UFO abductee group and sit around saying how horrible they are and how dreadful what they did to me was, et cetera, et cetera, or go for it? I went for it. I saw what they had done. I saw the way I could use the trauma and the friction of it in my inner work, in my Gurdjieff-related inner work, because I'd done that for 15 years in the foundation. I had been working, going against myself and working in all kinds of different ways, never as intensely as this. I mean, boy, I'm telling you, 15 seconds with the visitors, 15 years in the work. Believe me, it ain't easy.
You know, when you were talking briefly in passing about so-called UFO abduction groups, and we know that there are some abduction researchers out there, and I'll mention one because when we had him on the show, we had people going berserk, and that was Dr. David Jacobs, and his point of view being that the aliens, because he thinks they're aliens, are creating this human hybrid, hybrid race that's going to eventually take us over. That E.T. is here to take us over, which sounds more like the sci-fi novel than anything.
Well,
how do you approach that?
How do I approach it as being an unlikely possibility, but at the same time, if they are here, if there are aliens here on that level, and there are something is here on that level, I'm not so sure they are aliens as we conventionally understand them, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if they weren't affecting the human genome, but probably in ways that we don't fully understand, and I'll tell you why. One thing that we are doing to ourselves right now is we are deciding we don't have souls. We are on a path to soul blindness.
It sounds to me like you've been watching the Republican presidential debates.
I don't follow politics much, although I will tell you what will happen in this campaign. In all likelihood, if Bernie Sanders wins and one of the far-right Republicans wins, then Bloomberg will enter the race. There will be a three-way race. There will be a tie in the Electoral College in the sense that no one candidate will get a majority in the Electoral College, and it will be up to Congress to decide who the next president is, and Congress will be able to choose from among the three candidates. They will choose Bloomberg. So that is probably what will happen.
I think you heard it here first.
Yeah, if things continue the way they are, that's what will happen. Because I have unless Hillary Clinton can win, and if it's a fight between Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton, or Ted Cruz, Hillary Clinton, Clinton will win easily. Trump, Clinton probably will win. If it's just Bernie Sanders versus Ted Cruz or Donald Trump, it's anybody's guess. So let's not talk politics. And as far as who should win, I have no desire to say anything about that publicly. That's not my brief.
No dog in the fight.
I have no dog in the fight, no.
Well, it's I think more than any election, really, in the past 40 years, this is definitely the year of the outsider. No question.
Well, yeah, so far. By the way, with regard to Hillary Clinton and disclosure, since I'm sure that some of the listeners are thinking about that now that this has been brought up.
Right.
Remember what she said. She did not say, I will disclose the truth about UFOs like Jimmy Carter said until the Air Force got a hold of him and shut him up for the rest of his life, I would think. She said, I will get to the bottom of it. That may or may not mean she will say what she found at the bottom of it.
Well, it also sounds like it's placating the voter.
Mm. It's a bid for some votes, because there is a constituency of a few million people who will vote for a candidate who promises disclosure, and that could be the tipping point. It's a small group, maybe a million, maybe less. They probably know exactly how many the candidates. But when Bernie Sanders was asked about it, he was very flip about it. He just ignored it. He thought it was ridiculous.
We still have John Podesta.
Well, now, you know, are we ready for the kind of disclosure that John Podesta wants?
It ain't going to happen.
George H.W. Bush last May said he told the truth, however briefly, and probably by accident since he's 91. He said, the public's not ready for this. And that is the truth. The public's not ready for this. The visitors said to Phil Corso, what's on offer is a new world if you can take it. How can we take it? I mean, look it out there. David Jacobs, let me tell you what would happen. If the kind of disclosure that Leslie Keen and John Podesta, they're good friends, and the disclosure people long for happened, if, say, some middle-level person at JPL said, yes, we have seen some objects that could be intelligently controlled, within 48 hours there would be a question, or at the next presidential press conference, it has been admitted that there are craft out there possibly under intelligent control. What about the abductions? Because that's where everyone will go immediately. And all of a sudden, the media, when the president says, well, we don't know anything about that, or we're not sure that's even happening, the media is going to run, not walk, to the most sensationalistic, most scary, most ratings-producing possible abduction people. And all of a sudden, people like David Jacobs will have not an audience of 300 people at a UFO conference, but an audience of 50 million people. All of a sudden, is that going to work out? It's not going to work out, is the answer. And I think the visitors know that very well. And so it's, I think it's highly unlikely that there will be disclosure, because I don't think that we have anything to do much with whether or not there's disclosure. I think it's up to them.
How much of this secret do you think the government really knows, if anything?
I don't think they know as much as we'd like to believe. I think they know there are objects flying around, and they probably do have some materials, because my Uncle Mickey said they did, and he was there, and General Exon, Arthur Exon, who was also there, told me in great detail about it. So, yeah, they've got materials. And Robert Sauerbacher, the metallurgist, said that told me a little bit about it, too. So that he had worked on some of these materials, apparently, that Jesse Marcel and so forth gathered and that went to Wright Field and then into the metallurgy community. So, yeah, they have materials. Maybe they have bodies. I don't know. That's certainly possible. If something crashed and somebody was in it, probably they do have bodies. I had a fabulous couple of people on the radio program the other week about the Aztec UFO crash.
Scott Ramsey?
Yeah, I mean, they were awesome. They really have done their homework. So, I think it's possible they do know a lot about it. But here's the problem. It gets back to my comment earlier about us losing going soul blind. We don't believe in the soul, but let me tell you something. It exists. It's real. It's why we're here. And not only that, in the level of second body, which is what we call the soul, there is an elaborate world. And this is the core, part of the core of supernatural. A real world. We're embedded in it, in the physical. The physical is much smaller than this other world. And not only that, it is richly endowed with technologies that we can't even begin to imagine or understand. And the more we deny it, the more we ensure that we cannot make real progress as a species, and that the new world on offer is one that we cannot take.
Sounds like a world of self-discovery, and we'll get into more of that quest with Whitley Strieber, co-author of Supernatural. Let me remind you, listeners, we have that second radio show after the Paracast, part of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com for more. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.